Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks look for their third consecutive victory against an Original Six team as they conclude their eight-game homestand, a season high, against the New York Rangers at SAP Center tonight. San Jose is coming off a spectacular win against the Toronto Maple Leafs, picking up a 5-3 lead in the game on a goal by Tyler Toffoli.
And off the faceoff, grabbed now by Eklund. He skates behind the Maple Leafs net. He's being checked, so he slides to Celebrini. Back to Eklund, walks out of the corner, rink wide, shot, score! Tyler Toffoli getting a perfect pass from Eklund. And Toffoli gets his second goal of the game, his 27th of the season, his third point of the night. And the Sharks lead 5-3 with a spectacular power play goal.
But the Maple Leafs would fight back, scoring twice with the extra attacker on. The first one was scored by veteran John Tavares on a brilliant tip from Mitch Marner.
Extra attacker on for Toronto. They trail by two with a minute to play. Marner shoots toward the net. Tip, score! Uh-oh! Marner shoots the puck that gets tipped. Might have gone off of Tavares with 57.1 seconds to go. It's the Sharks 5 and the Maple Leafs 4. And John Tavares, the captain, should get his 33rd of the year.
And then Marner and Austin Matthews assisted on a goal by William Nylander to tie the game at 19:47 of the third period.
Marner, right wing side, walks behind the Sharks' net. 23 seconds remaining in the game. It's all on the perimeter right now. Maple Leafs need to get something toward the goal. Marner, cross ice, Matthews, the shot, save made! Great stop by Georgiev. He's lost his stick. Maple Leafs shoot, and they score! Nylander ties the game at 5 after Georgiev made a masterful save on Matthews, but he lost his stick in the process, and Nylander, with his second goal, is going to force overtime with 12 seconds left in the third period.
So then it came down to the shootout, and Nylander got things going for Toronto by scoring successfully against Alexander Georgiev.
Willie Nylander moving in, stick handling, shooting, and he scored right off the post and in. That might have been post crossbar down. Beautiful shot.
But then Will Smith wowed the crowd with a spectacular goal in the shootout to even the score.
Smith veering wide to the left. Now moving into the middle. Stick handling, waiting, shooting, DeKing, and score! What a play by Will Smith! What a goal!
Oh, my goodness!
After Austin Matthews was stopped by Georgiev in the second Leaf shootout attempt, Macklin Celebrini scored a beauty for the Sharks, and then it came down to Marner versus Georgiev for the win.
So now the Sharks in the bottom of the second, so to speak, on this baseball opening day, put Macklin Celebrini out on the ice. He can give the Sharks a decided advantage if he can score here. One goal apiece. This is the second of three attempts by the Sharks in this shootout. Here comes Macklin, starting at the red line, moving to his right, cutting into the middle, holding it, stick handling, waiting, shooting, score! And a beautiful stick handling move by Celebrini into the forehand, beating wall, Sharks have two goals, and the Maple Leafs have one, and now it's all going to come down to this. Mitch Marner steps out of the ice. He's got three assists in the game tonight. He must score here to keep the Maple Leafs alive. If Georgiev can stop it, the Sharks win. Marner begins from center ice. With speed, he's down the left. He stick handles, he moves, he deeks, he waits, and he fans in the shot, and the Sharks win! San Jose has swept the season series against one of the best teams in the National Hockey League with two, count them, two shootout wins. The entire Sharks bench comes out to congratulate Alexander Georgiev and each other. Final score in a shootout. The Sharks 6, the Maple Leafs 5, and what a night of entertainment for a spectacular crowd at the tank.
Those two goals in the shootout were certainly spectacular, and Tim Liljegren, the former Maple Leaf, who was delighted to get the victory against his former team, talked about how Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini are becoming more integral parts of the team as each game goes on.
Yeah, no, it was fun to see. I kind of got a little Patty Kane vibes from Samir's goal there. And then obviously Mac backed it up there too. So, and Georgie made some huge saves too. So I feel obviously trailing there in the last minutes, letting in two goals. It was nice bouncing back in the shootout.
There were two underrated parts of the game against Toronto as well. In the second period, Alex Wenberg's ninth goal of the season gave the Sharks a 3-1 lead, but for Wenberg, it was the end of a lengthy drought and the achievement of a personal milestone.
Oh boy, back inside the Sharks zone, a dump in by Toronto, and Lucas Carlson got hit pretty hard by Bobby McMahon. You always kind of cringe a little bit on a guy that's recovering from an ACL, but he made the play. Now it's Wenberg down the right, moving and shooting it. He scores! Alex Wenberg breaking down the right side, scores the 100th goal of his National Hockey League career. It's taken him a long time. He hasn't scored a goal since December the 14th, 32 games ago. But Wenberg finally gets his century, and the Sharks lead 3-1.
Wenberg was really glad to see number 100 finally go into the net, but that's not the thing that he's been focusing on these last couple of months.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been a long time coming, but for me, I mean, I've been calm and collected with it. Obviously, it was nice to get the goal, but I feel like I've been playing some good hockey, creating chances. So obviously, it's a great feeling to see the puck go in the back of the net. But overall, it's more about the way I've been playing and the way the team's been playing that I've been looking forward to the most.
Liljegren says that Alex Wenberg is providing a great example for all of the young players on the team, and the fact that number 100 went into the nets against Toronto was special.
Yeah, no, it's been unbelievable. I think the second half here has been really stepped it up and taking a lot of responsibility. And he plays a PKA and plays a lot of minutes, and I feel like he's solid both ends of the ice, offensively and defensively. So he's been huge for our team for sure.
Cam Lund played his very first National Hockey League game against the Maple Leafs, and Wenberg, a fellow center iceman, said that Lund's appearance on the wing was a successful one.
No, amazing. Obviously, it's a quick turnaround. I mean, obviously, finish his season, and all of a sudden, you pack your stuff, going to an NHL team, and here's your debut. So he's been handling it really well. I mean, he's going to be a great player as well. You can see, obviously, first game, you're kind of like diving right into it. So I feel like now he's going to grow in more and more and get more comfortable and make plays.
Wenberg added that Smith and Celebrini were pretty inspirational in the shootout for the Sharks to get the win.
Yeah, I mean, you know they have the skill, but every now and then you just drop your jaw with those moves. I mean, obviously, Smitty's play is unbelievable. And I mean, for him to step up and Mac to do as well, that's they're going to be leaders of this team. They're going to be here for years and years. It's just unbelievable to see first year to come out there and have that swagger and that poise to make those plays as well.
But now it's time for the New York Rangers. The Rangers lost in overtime to Anaheim in a game that they felt that they should have won. Tim Liljegren gave us this synopsis of the Rangers and what the Sharks need to do to win.
They're obviously got some high-end talent up front, and I feel like it's kind of similar to Toronto, where you got to take away time and space and limit their chances, and stay off the penalty kill. I feel like that'll be a huge thing, and I feel like just keep building off for a game. I feel like we've been putting together some good hockey here so late, and just kind of continue that momentum and get a good team effort too.
And Wenberg, one of several former Rangers on the Sharks roster, was asked this morning if he felt any additional emotions seeing those uniforms come to town.
No, I mean, I think it's always special to play against the team that you're obviously played for as well. But, you try to focus on every game. Every game's different, so it doesn't change too much. But I always feel like it's a little extra excitement for sure.
There are a lot of expatriates from each side in tonight's action. Barclay Goodrow, of course, played several seasons with the Rangers, as did Alexander Georgiev, who gets the start in goal tonight against his former team. Johnny Brodzinski's on the other side of the ice. He's been playing well for New York, and he had a brief stint in Teal earlier in his career. According to Sharks head coach Ryan Warsawski, the mission for tonight is similar to the one Thursday night against Toronto.
Yeah, I think, the big thing is our start. It's similar to Toronto. Our start's going to be crucial. We got to make sure we're skating. And then the second part of that is when we have pucks in the offensive zone, we got to get to the inside of the ice. We have to win the race to the inside of the ice. That's going to be a big key for us tonight. We can't get bored by playing simple hockey. And that's why we've had success here as of late. Our energy and our effort, our crowd's been, our fans have been great. I'm sure it'll be another night where a lively crowd on a Saturday night. We got to make sure we build off that.
Meanwhile, in the Rangers' dressing room, head coach Peter Laviolette was none too happy about the overtime loss last night in Anaheim.
Listen, we're in charge of a game going into third period twice, and we don't execute when we get it done, and so that's disappointing. That's about as disappointing as it gets.
Join us tonight at 7 o'clock Pacific time for the broadcast, Sharks and Rangers. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.